listen to the beauty of this psalm. Psalm 36, verse 7 says, "How precious is your steadfast love, O God. The children of mankind take refuge in the shadow of your wings." Love that. That's Psalm 36, verse 7. Friend, good to see you. I hope you are having yourself just a wonderful weekend. It's already the final Sunday in the month of February 2020. It's Joey Kroll. Welcome to Sunday Worship. We have scripture, songs, devotions, encouragement, and everything else kind of sprinkled in between. Stick around because I really do think you'll be blessed. Let's start things off this half hour with a group called Lifeway Worship. It's How Great Thou Art, right here on Sunday Worship.
Humble adoration.
Focusing on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, this is Sunday Worship. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. I've heard the difference between a smart man and a wise man defined this way. A smart man knows what to say, but a wise man knows whether to say it or not. Boy, isn't that the truth? There's been many times I was not a wise man, we'll just say that. It's certainly always right to speak the truth, but that doesn't mean it's always right to be right. The Apostle Paul said the greatest virtue is love. And sometimes the loving thing to do is not to insist on being right when compassion and understanding are needed more. And wisdom will know the difference. So if you are struggling with wisdom today, dear friend, his word says in the book of James, if we lack it, let us ask him for it. Listening to Sunday Worship.
What more can he say than to you he hath said? To you who for refuge to Jesus have fled. Fear not, I am with thee, O be not dismayed, for I am thy God and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand upheld by my righteous omnipotent hand. When through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, all sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt thee, I only desire thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Sunday Worship, friend. I pray that you're having a blessed weekend. It's Joey with you. And Dr. V. Raymond Edman was the fourth president of Wheaton College up near Chicago. And among other things, Dr. Edman was well remembered for telling his students, he said one time, "Don't doubt in the darkness what God has revealed in the light." Isn't that good? That's really good. I'll tell you what, dark days can be some hard days, man. Emotional days. But, friend, our emotions should never cloud the light of reason and faith. Emotions, dear friend, are a gift of God, but they are servants of faith and reason for celebration or for caution. So if you're going through one of those dark seasons right now, submit your emotions to the authority of God's word and to his great and precious, precious promises.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea
is well.
Listening to Sunday Worship.
I believe in the sun. I believe in the risen one. I believe I overcome by the power.
I'm alive because he lives. Amen.
read somewhere that someone has estimated that in a single day, the average person speaks enough words to fill a 50-page book. Some of us could be authors, I'll tell you. So in 1 year, a person's spoken words will fill about 132 books, each containing 400 pages. Think about that. Wow. Whew. I'll tell you what, friend, with that many words being spoken, imagine how much opportunity there is for error. Maybe hurt feelings. No wonder the Apostle James cautioned us to watch our words, be slow to speak, quick to listen, and slow to anger. Friend, let us use our words today, tomorrow, this week, to honor the Lord Jesus.
Kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Starless in the void of the night, he spoke into the darkness and created the light. Judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. Mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God. God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Yes, Michael W. Smith reminding us that our God, yeah, he's an awesome, God. Yes, he is. Joey at greatnewsradio.org is my email address here at the radio ministry, Joey at greatnewsradio.org. If you have a song request, just want to say, hey, just got a prayer request. I'd love to hear from you. Joey at greatnewsradio.org. Well, I'm going to hang up these headphones of mine and gather with the family of God. Hope you have a chance to do the same. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.